أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وأنزل الفرقان إن الذين كفروا بآيات الله لهم عذاب شديد والله عزيز ذو انتقام. In the previous ayat, the beginning of Surah Ali Imran, outwardly these ayats are about Tawheed, and the inside it is refuting all the wrong beliefs of the Christians, where they believe that Isa alayhi salatu wasalam is Allah, God, or that he is the Son of God, or that he is part of Trinity. And this is the great beauty of the Quran Sharif, and the great joy a person gets when he studies Quran Sharif, to see the deeper meanings. And as those meanings open up on a person understands the great value of the Quran Sharif. Yeah, further, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala says that وَأَنزَلَ الْفُرْقَانِ or utare faisle, and Allah Ta'ala sent down the decision makers, that is mu'ajazat, miracles which Allah had given the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, and a miracle is that which other people cannot do, and if nobody can do any miracle on his own, it is when Allah Ta'ala gives him that, it is from Allah's side. And Allah gave all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam miracles so that the people could see that these are not ordinary people, they are doing things right totally out of the ordinary, which all of us together cannot do. And by that, they are the true, it is proof, the miracles are proof of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, that they are from Allah Ta'ala. It is their credentials. So Allah Ta'ala had revealed that and granted that to all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. Especially Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah granted him great miracles. Instead of realizing that that was the credentials to believe that he is the messenger of Allah and that his teachings must be accepted, they went to the complete wrong side and they made him God, and they believed him in him as God. So Allah Ta'ala says that these credentials should be appreciated for what they are. Further, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ بِيشَكْ جُو مُنْكِرْ هُوِي Allah ki ayat se, the undoubtedly those people who denied, who disbelieve in the clear signs of Allah Ta'ala. Allah has given all his clear signs. And our deen, Allah Ta'ala has made it very clear. All the true teachings of our deen, Allah Ta'ala has made it very clear. Every ayat of the Quran is called an ayat. And an ayat, the literal meaning of it is a direction. Every ayat gives us direction towards Allah and towards the true deen. And then in very many ayat, Allah says, إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ. Not the singular, but the plural. Every ayat, over 6,000 ayats, are clear proofs of the truthfulness of Islam. And in them, there are so many that contain many more ayat. So much more than 6,000 also, Allah has given us clear signs. And if a person still can't see the truth of the deen of Islam, and that is the deen which Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam came with, not any modern deen, and not any watered down deen, and not deen which has been changed by the people, but the true deen, those people who deny that, Allah says, لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ شَدِيدٌ. Unke waaste sakht azab hai. For them will be a very severe punishment. And Allah, who is so mighty, when He says azab, just that there will be azab, it is something to tremble, to fear, that a person must immediately make amends of his things. And on top of that, Allah says shadeed. And Allah is saying shadeed, a severe punishment. So how severe will that punishment be? We read of it in many ayat of the Quran Sharif also. في أعناقهم أغلال والسلاسل. In one place Allah Ta'ala says there will be collars around their shoulders, that is they can't move their head around. Their necks will be stuffed, they will be collars, and they will be changed. في أعناقهم الأغلال, and then يسحبون في الحميم, they will be passed through boiling water. ثم في النار يسجرون, and then they will be thrown headlong into the fire of Jahannam. In another ayat Allah says, لهم من فوقهم ذلل من النار ومن تحتهم ذلل. There will be clouds of fire on top of those people, below them. They will be sandwiched in fire. In another place Allah says, خذوا فغلوا ثم الجحيم صلوا. Take hold of him, put a collar on him, and then throw him headlong into Jahannam. All those severe punishment, we must worry about ourselves, whether our iman is the correct iman or not. Yet the lesson is, don't let us be like the Christians. They call themselves Christians, that is followers of Isa alayhi salam, of Christ, but they believe completely wrong of what he taught, the very opposite. We must not be guilty of the same things also, that we call ourselves Muslims, but we don't follow the deen of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. We follow a modern deen. We follow deen of the Abrahamic Accord, for example, that all religions are equal. Islam is not necessary for salvation. Waliyazu billah. So we must be very careful with that. Which side of the fence are we? And we can't be just in between also. We have to be very clear, cut ourselves from all batil and falsehood, and connect ourselves with the truth. Then Allah Ta'ala says, Wallahu azizun zuntiqam. Or Allah zabardast hai badla lene wala. And remember, Allah Ta'ala is aziz. Aziz, who is all powerful. الغالب على كل شيء ولا يغلبه شيء, who is all powerful on everything, and everyone and everything together Allah overpowers all, and any and all things together cannot harm Allah whatsoever. So Allah is that great being, and Zuntiqam is the one who takes revenge also, that is those who do wrong Allah punishes them also. In here also so is a great lesson for the Christians. The Christians who, according to their belief, they believe that Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was crucified on the cross. And whereas his soul was departing, according to them, which is totally wrong of course, they said he was pleading for help. So in there is a clear sign, if he was God, how could he be harmed? Yeah, Allah is Aziz, all powerful. Allah is not overpowered by anyone. How was Isa alayhi salam then, according to their belief, overpowered? And they crucified him on the cross, and he was seeking help of Allah all the time. God, from whom must God seek help? He is God. He is overpowers everything, and that nobody can harm Allah. So how did they, according to them, put Isa alayhi salam on the cross? So we can see this ayat. The ayat outwardly we'll only read it, Wallahu azizun zuntiqam. Allah is the all powerful, the one who takes revenge. So if that was the case, and the inner meaning, that now was message for the Christian, that you believe Isa alayhi salam was crucified on the cross. God is Aziz. He overpowers everyone. He is not overpowered. He takes revenge. He punishes. He is not punished. According to them, they punished him. And he was crying, and his soul departed from him. So how beautiful the Quran Sharif is, and the inner meanings, all these first 83 ayat are in refutation of the Christians, and particularly the deputation that came from Najran, and that was the very the seat of great learning of the Christians, and the seat of great piety of the Christians. And these ayats totally expose them and show how wrong their beliefs are. And Allah has revealed it in the Quran Sharif, that we take a lesson, we don't fall in the same trap also. Unfortunately, we are also going headlong in that same way. And especially as the Quran explains about the Jews and Christians, they ittakhadhu ahbarahum wa ruhbanahum arbaba min dunillah. They took their priests and their pious people, their learned people and their pious people, they made them gods besides Allah. That is, those people, the learned, they were very learned, there is no doubt about it. And they were very pious also. But they changed the religion of Allah Ta'ala. The Jews and Christians, their priests and their pious people. So they changed the religion. Allah said that and when they people followed their teachings, not the teachings of Allah. So that is, they made them gods. They followed them, not Allah Ta'ala. So this must not happen to us, that even the very learned in the Muslim Ummah and the very pious in the Muslim Ummah, if they go astray, we cannot follow them. We have to follow the teachings of Quran and Hadith clearly. And in these wrong things, which are common thing today, everyone is saying, there are two views. There are different views, so you must respect the other view. The view of kufr cannot be respected. Somebody says Allah doesn't exist. We say, well, I believe in Allah, but I respect your view. The view of kufr cannot be respected. So whether it is photography, music, all the Abrahamic accord, all the secular education of Darwin's theory, anyone who says that is also a view, his iman is in great danger. Because that is totally against the teachings of Deen. So, and this beautiful teachings are brought out here in the Quran Sharif and lessons for us to learn. May Allah guide us to righteousness, protect our iman. The great matter is of the qabr. What will be our life in the qabr? Till then we can make tawbah and correct ourselves. But in the qabr, nobody will come and help us. You can die with your wife and be buried with your wife or with your children. Nobody will help one another in that life. Everyone will be what his action. And if our, and the main thing in our lives, our aqaid, our beliefs, and then our amal are also very, very important. Allah guide us to righteousness, protect us, show us his great mercy.